Morning, morning, Minister Angelica Paredes. I'm ready to reveal the news set this morning that the blockade has always hurt the Cuban people. But can we claim in the current conditions, can we claim that today, like never before and deliberately, this blockade and its related measures are targeting the Cuban families and causing damage to the day-to-day lives of the Cuban households. In all its history, the blockade I was reading is Mallory's memorandum and a more recent statement. The blockade has been designed to hurt the Cuban family. There's no Cuban in the planet who is not suffering one way or the other the effects of this blockade. However, the U.S. government, that over the last 60 years has cruelly and obsessively implemented a blockade against Cuba, except for some specific pauses during that period, the U.S. always shielded on the ignorance and lack of knowledge or even an alleged concern over the sufferings of the Cubans or listening to the will of our people. It is characteristic of this administration to shamelessly use these tools, and they expressly recognize their object of these tools, and they have directly mentioned, the result they expect to cause, so it can be claimed absolutely that the measures that are being implemented at this point in time, with the malice and the intensity and the extraterritorial scope, are unheard of. The measures of the blockade on the oil supplies represent an unheard of infringement of the international law, the rules of coexistence in the international community. And unlike the past, these measures are being proclaimed and they are bragging about their effects. In the face of them, our people and the international public opinion are gaining awareness. There is and they are putting direct responsibility on direct responsibility for the shortages we are being faced with. That you have experienced that in the last few weeks, and you must also have noticed that our position of certainty, in which that we will find a way to extricate ourselves from this situation. I believe that they have given rise to a momentary condition, and our country has the instruments and tools. In fact, we are in a better position than decades before to address them than through our dedication and our work and in our increased productivity and effectiveness in our economy, and with the combined effort by everyone and with the togetherness of our people, we'll be able to overcome all of these difficulties, absolutely certainly. Padre. Morning. Minister, how would you reply to these Washington-based officials who believe that there's only a little bit of more pressure here so that there can be a change of policy of government here? They will never be able to snatch any concession out of our people. They will never be able to snatch any political concession from our people. They have failed for 6 decades, and they will continue to fail. They are already failing, in fact. Cuba's worth is not up for negotiation. Cuba will never be intimidated by slanders or threats. And Cuba will never give in to blackmail. Quite the opposite. These additional measures are reinforcing Cuba's patriotic beliefs, and they will cause increased isolation for the U.S. government with its policy of genocide that is giving rise to lots of discredit for them. And there is a historic trend that will obligate this administration and any future administration to change course. Next question. Carlos Batista from Crown Press. You were saying that all of these measures have as a background the elections in the U.S. So can we expect that this trend to intensify these measures against Cuba will continue for for one more year until the election process begins? I would prefer not to offer any forecasts, and I will not venture any hypothesis. Historically, the election periods in the U.S. have generally been associated with tensions in bilateral relations. I hope that lucid and prudent minds will prevail within the U.S. government so that they can exercise influence and understand that they cannot be held hostage by domestic politics, and that actions cannot be implemented against the noble and hardworking people with growing humanitarian costs and unpunishingly just because you have political interest. And I'm sure that this year will confirm that these measures are politically motivated, and I'm convinced that our people will have full capacity to overcome these measures, and our government will guide our people with the growing wisdom ascend from our long history in relations of confrontation on the basis of the current position of the government. So we will not be falling into provocation, but I'm sure that we will be implementing our sovereignty and self-determination strongly. We will never allow for any interference with our internal affairs. And at the same time, we will always be ready to sit down and talk on the basis of absolute respect and full equality. One last question. Morning, Minister Marina Canto from FA. You were saying, Minister, that Cuba will respond on an opportune fashion to the expulsion of these two diplomats from the UN. Now, will these ends include, a principle of reciprocity and expel, any American diplomats from here, if any, that is expulsion of American diplomats from here? Cuba, in due time, will take appropriate steps to react to this hostile action, which is absolutely unwarranted. You say that over the last 2.5 years, the U.S. government has used a diversity of pretexts in order to intensify the blockade against Cuba. At some point, it was immorally used health incidents being felt by Americans and the American scientific and community, as well as the Cuban and international communities, have refuted that strongly. You must have read reports from news reports on some findings by the Housing University that were reported yesterday, which strongly refute the notion of intentional actions against the U.S. diplomats here. Now, this serious and scientific approach to the issue given by the Cuban scientific community, Cuba scientific community will investigate this in close cooperation with the Canadian specialists, and this will demonstrate the inconsistency and the political motivation behind the theories that we have been hearing over the last 2 years, science fiction, sonic weapons or microwave weapons, and it is striking to note that recent U.S. Publications on this matter make reference to such ambiguous issues as a heterogeneous combination of unspecified neural disorders. I'm sure that any reporter who reads this will understand clearly that what they are saying is that they know nothing about nothing. The latest hypothesis, or in quotations, almost say, you know, issued by the United States, alluded to what they call a non-characterized exposure to a directional phenomenon, the etiology of which, the theology of origin of which, are unknown. I invite any of you to translate that into a language that can be understood, so that those who wrote this know nothing about nothing. So I must reiterate that this pretext is beyond reason, and no one in the U.S. barely speaks about it. And let's wait and see what they will have to say about these Canadian scientific findings. I'm sure you read that according to that hypothesis, that our scientific community has not validated, but it will study thoroughly. That is, they are saying that the issue is based on pesticides. The article is in the Canadian diplomatic sites, there were fumigation activities which were five times as intense as conducted by Cuba out of worry with the viruses that emerged not only in Cuba but in our region in recent years. So the most recent pretext applied by the U.S. is the presence of around 20 or 25 Cuban soldiers in Venezuela, as mentioned by former National Security Advisor in his Twitter account. So we have refuted that very strongly and adamantly. Cuba does not have any military presence. Cuba does not have any troops in Venezuela. Cuba is not providing any advising about consulting services in the military service in that country. The collapse of the U.S. plan against Venezuela is now being used as an additional pretext to take action against Cuba. So the expulsion of the Cuban diplomats, the growing travel restriction for our movement restriction for our people in New York, is not something isolated, but it's part of a plan designed to cause tensions between our two countries and lead to the closure of our embassies bilaterally and further intensify the U.S. backed aid. And Cuba will respond appropriately and in an opportune fashion without letting itself be provoked, and we will do it as usual, with absolute adherence to the truth, the international law,